The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gil. You know, we moved into a new house a few months ago, and so I am just using these dark days of winter to organize and reorganize and get ourselves settled, and it's great, great time for projects.
Yeah, it is. Winter is a good time. What's a good project, though, for this time of year?
Well, how about something I just finished doing, a pantry transformation? We ran a series of pantry makeovers on HouseLogic.com. And, you know, reinventing your pantry is a great project, especially in the early months of the year, you know, when you're in the spirit of getting organized, or if you've just moved into a new house. We gathered some great ideas from bloggers, including Decor Chick, Honey and Fitz, and 11 Magnolia Lane. Some of you home folks out there may know some of them. One of the bloggers got her pantry organized with custom-made 20-inch Lazy Susans, which make items in your pantry much more accessible. Just spin and grab, right? The joy of Lazy Susans. But you don't have to have someone build Lazy Susans. Online, we found a variety of Lazy Susans at a variety of price points.
All right. What else can you do with your pantry?
How about lining the walls with paintable faux beadboard wallpaper? Just $20 for 56 square feet. And, you know, it gives a really nice sort of a country look. You can also paint the shelves. You can use inexpensive glass jars or plastic containers to hold dried goods, and you can label them with adhesive labels or erasable vinyl labels or even some of those stick-on chalk labels. And then you can just, you know, erase them and put whatever else you want to put on there when you switch what's in the jar. The glass containers make it easy to see what you have and save space, and they look really nice and neat. One blogger even affixed chalkboard contact paper to the raised panel doors on her pantry so she could leave little notes. You know, that became like the family communication center. You could also use chalkboard paint on the inside of a pantry door, and then you can write all over it. It's a great spot to put your menus or keep track of little lists or let the kids doodle, you know, while you cook in the kitchen. Another great idea, using adjustable shelves in the pantry, the ones on tracks, so you can move the shelves up or down according to the size of jars and boxes you have. You'll find a link to the pantry blog posts at houselogic.com/radio, and we've got some great pantry inspiration at pinterest.com/houselogic/perfectpantryprojects.
What else do we have?
So another idea for the kitchen. Yeah. What if you want the look of stainless steel without the expense of buying new appliances? You know, there is faux stainless steel films now that you can affix to your existing appliances. So you can get rid of that avocado refrigerator left over from decades ago. Oh, and, you know, the rolls of the film cost roughly just $30 to maybe $100 a roll. So not bad.
No, certainly a lot less than buying a new appliance.
Absolutely. And the backing has a low-tack adhesive, so you can apply and reposition the film if you need to. Just cut the film to the size of your appliance door and smooth it on. Pretty simple. You just want to make sure that the doors are totally clean, dry, and divot-free, because the films are pretty unforgiving and will show a lot of imperfections. We saw that when we tested some out. Now, some companies will send you a sample for a small fee. That's a good idea. You can search online for stainless steel film to find a place to buy it.
Okay. From the kitchen to the other room, we're always remaking the bathroom. What can you do there?
Well, a great thing to do in the bathroom is replace your old shower head with a modern low-flow shower head. You can get a sunflower-style head, which creates a rain-like spray, or a handheld one, which hangs from above like a normal shower or can be hand-operated thanks to its attached hose. A do-it-yourself cost for that is about $40. You can also install a new tub or some shower trim. They have kits for that. Swap out the handles and nozzles on your shower with new ones made by the same manufacturer. That can make it look really nice and fresh. It's an easy do-it-yourself job, and the kit only costs around $20 to $50 depending on the brand. You can also replace the toilet handle. That's a nice, easy spruce up. Nice, simple thing, and the cost is really low, about $20 if you do it yourself.
Other great do-it-yourself jobs are replacing the towel in the toilet paper holder, the medicine cabinet, the shower curtain, if you got one.
Yeah, absolutely. They're simple, but they're really transformational. You know, and you can do all that for about, I don't know, maybe $250. Painting is good, too, you know. But just make sure if you're using it in the bathroom, you want to get mildew-resistant paint.
You know what I need to do? Organize my garage.
Ah, there's another great project. I've been bugging my husband to organize our garage since we moved into the new house. So you won't lack for garage storage solutions when you go to the store. There's tons of them. Home Depot, Lowe's, lots of different stores have them. So prioritize your needs to determine what you need. Do you need shelves? Do you need hooks? Do you need hangers? Do you have some big things you need to hang up high in your garage, like your bikes or a kayak or, you know, whatever?
Yeah, you've got to determine what you want to store in the garage and then plan accordingly.
Exactly.
All right. HouseLogic.com/radio is the place to go. Follow House Logic on Facebook, too. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you. As always, see you next week.
You are quite welcome, Gil. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.